You know, this is exciting. Our second podcast.
All right, but listen up, Cleveland. No more of your long stories, all right?
Yeah, people aren't used to boring podcasts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose they ought to call me Jelly, because sometimes I get on a roll.
None of that.
Okay, common question that everybody thinks about. How many fourth graders you think you could take at once?
What kind of weapons?
Only what's available in the schoolyard.
You could really mess up some kids with a chain from a swing. Just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, tell you what I'd do. I'd back into a bathroom stall and just start kicking. Dead, dead, dead. Keep coming, dead. Give them a narrow entry point. Make them come in single file. Dead, dead. Anyway, I guess I'm trying to say 800 fourth graders.
Fantasy football.
That was
wow.
A little something different.
Is that season two's intro?
We don't know. We'll see. See how it plays.
It's kind of like The Wire. Every year there's a new.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ish.
Yeah, except that shitty ass season where they're dredging the harbor or whatever. Couldn't even finish that. So
that one grew on me. Did you watch the rest of the seasons?
No, because I had that one was so bad. Like I tried so hard to grind through it and I couldn't. So I haven't watched another episode since.
All right. Well, let's not talk too much about The Wire, but I think you should go back.
This week on The Wire. All right, so we're going to do, this is just going to be like our draft week teaser episode. We're going to do a shorter episode today, and then we'll hopefully get another episode out during the draft, as Keith's wife is calling him, and he quickly hangs up.
I declined.
Very quickly. So I think before we get into any of the real important things, I just wanted to tell a little story. What do you think?
That sounds like a great idea.
So let's call this a new segment. We'll see. We'll play it, and if it works out, maybe we'll bring it back. But new segment. So let's go. Yeah, so this new segment is called Story of My Life. And hang on, I'm just pulling up another drop here. So basically, we have some big league news this weekend. League member Curtis got married. I don't know why that sounds like it's from like a castle in Transylvania. That's the only one I could find on the internet.
Yeah, well, it's that organy sound like that's typically reserved for like funerals and shit.
Yeah.
It's a little ominous, a little spooky. Is this the second, third manager to get married during the season?
Yep.
Yeah, because your wedding was preseason.
Me, Greg, and Aaron.
Yeah.
And now Curtis.
But you weren't, you were preseason.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yes, preseason, July.
Yes.
So, wedding this weekend, I was a groomsman. The Keith Sr. was the best man.
Really?
So we were all together this weekend.
So just a question.
Mm-hmm.
My invite got lost in the mail?
Yeah, you'd have to bring that up on the sleeper chat. Not sure.
Okay.
You never got it?
No, I mean, I thought we just were all kind of invited to everyone else's wedding now.
Right.
I went to Greg and Aaron's.
Yeah, but you never...
Curtis and I were kind of close at this point.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no!
Okay. Again, bring it to the sleeper chat.
Okay.
You might have some trouble because as we'll get to later in the show, Curtis can't figure out the sleeper chat, which is like super easy and one of the reasons that we switched to sleeper.
Yeah, it's super intuitive.
So, wedding this weekend... We're all over at Curtis's house. We're getting ready. The photographers come over. They're trying to like snap pics of our dicks and shit. And
nice.
And we're taking like a groomsman photo outside. So the photographer's trying to get everybody outside, and he's like, where's the best man? And we're all like looking around, and he's inside or something. So the photographer's like, what's his name? I'm like, Keish, because. In our sleeper app, he made his username Keish B. So I'm like, oh, Keish. He's like, oh, okay, Keish. He's like calling for him. He's like, Keish, Keish. So Keith comes out and he's like, okay, Keish, I want you to stand over here. And like just thinks that his name is Keish. And unfortunately, some of the other groomsmen are laughing and like making it obvious that that's not his name, which I was hoping everyone could keep a poker face just because I wanted to see how long he would call him Keish. But yeah, so he became Keish. Well, he made himself Keish. And then I kind of made him Keish. So that brings me to my next question.
Yes.
So do we just make him Keish from now on? So then there's a Keith and a Keish. And that would kind of do away with Keith Sr., Keith Jr., or is that kind of a legacy that we want to continue?
I just feel like I want to earn the Keith Sr. title before we retire it.
You yeah. definitely did. You did at certain points,
no,
right?
No.
Oh, well, you mean like the permanent, not the Keith of the week, but like.
No,
the,
I want to be yeah. I want to be ahead of Keith Sr. in the standings before we retire it.
Hmm.
So why don't we just table that discussion? Give me 1 week. One, if okay. I'm ahead of him in, you know.
Okay, but I cannot promise that I'm going to continue to like call you guys junior and senior on the podcast. I might just call him Keish.
I know, but maybe we need
Keish Ball?
Maybe we need to determine if I'm permanently senior or junior.
Okay.
You know.
So maybe you just stay Keith Jr. and he becomes Keish.
All right.
Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, that was it.
There's no more Keith of the Week then?
Well, if we're tabling it, then we can keep doing Keith of the Week. Okay. We can do Keith of the Week this week. How's that? And then we'll just play it by ear.
Sounds great.
All right, then ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, so...
We didn't have any of those last episode.
No, we're getting back in the swing of things. Covered that. So we're going to try and keep it somewhat in the same format as last season. So we're going to do a last week look back. So that's going to be what we're doing now.
So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I'll put a fat rabbit on
it. I just pictured Greg singing along to that on the subway or whatever he rides to work now.
Where does he live?
Franklin.
Is he still a teacher or did he take an office
no.
job?
No, he's corporate America now. Holy we'll do that on another episode. Yeah. We'll get him in here and you guys can talk numbers and glasses and
office
chairs.
I definitely want to explore this.
Do you stand or sit at your desk? Yeah.
It sounds riveting. Prepare a drop because it's happening.
My glasses.
Oh, God.
You turn the page. You wash your hands. You turn the page. You wash your hands. All right. So last week, obviously, there was no football. But what we're looking back at is we did our vote. So the new managers are in. We did our vote. So you set up a poll on the Sleeper app.
I did.
Again, which I thought was very intuitive and easy and good and great. We were one vote shy for like an extended period of time. So then this week when I was at the wedding, I checked with Keish and he had voted. He was like the first person to vote, maybe right after you. And then I asked Curtis and he was like, no, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what do you mean you couldn't figure it out? And he's like, it wouldn't let me vote. I was like, you just press the little circle next to the person's name. He's like, yeah, but there's no submit button. I was like, no, well, no, it like logged it immediately. Like you pressed it, it counted your vote. And then if you wanted to change your vote, you could. You didn't have to like submit anything. But he couldn't figure it out. So he did not vote. So I took his vote orally. There should be a drop there.
What'd you take orally?
My dick fell off!
I took his vote orally. And then so... The final standing. So we had, let me pull up the poll.
All right.
And run it down in order.
I'm going to vamp right now.
What does that mean?
It means that I'm going to fill dead space.
Oh, nice. Vamp. That sounds like a wrestler.
You're thinking of Vampiro?
Vampiro.
Yeah.
Which
tag partner with the Insane Clown Posse.
Vampiro. Is that the same as why do I think there's also a guy named Grail? Who's Gangrel? That? Gangrel.
Grail's not a bad name, though.
Is Gangrel and Vampiro the same person?
No, they were like WCW and WWF.
Gangrel came up from under the like entrance.
Yeah, him and the Brood. There was like a fire circle. And
yeah. Went, bang, bang, who was bang, in the Brood? Bang. Christian?
Yeah, an Edge.
That was the Brood?
Yeah.
Ding, and Gangrel ding, just ding, drank ding. Goblets of blood.
Yeah, and then Gangrel was a character created by Red Wolf Inc. And if you looked at all the video games, it'd always be like, WWF wants to thank Red Wolf Inc. for the use of Gangrel.
What is Red Wolf Inc.?
I don't know. It's some like comic book thing. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Last week
my phone back. Fell asleep, so you're now you need to vamp some more.
You're talking about the draft.
Yes. Yeah, so, no, I was talking about the managers. So we had Tim. Tim, you got 0 votes.
Nice.
Where's my sad trombone? And then we had Steve. And Steve, hang on. Yo, vamp for me? No, Steve got...
Nothing, 0.
Yeah,
yet.
Also 0
That
votes.
One surprises me. I really felt like he was very honest in his answers. He came clean on that he would try to sabotage the league.
Yeah.
But at least he wasn't so disingenuous like a few other potential managers.
Yeah, I don't know. When we put that poll up, I was fully expecting Steve to get voted into the league. And then I was fully expecting Steve to refuse to play in the league.
Yeah, I pretty much all but confirmed with him that he wouldn't play if he was voted in.
So. Nice.
Wow.
So Steve got 0 votes. Next up, we had Dirk. And Dirk pulled in 3 votes.
And since we had 8 people, 3 votes was enough.
So Dirk had 3. Next up, we had my mom. So this is where Curtis's debacle came into play. So she had 1 vote in the chat, and then Curtis wanted to vote for her. So that brings her to 2 total votes. But after her was Dom. Dom also got 3 votes.
Can I just out everyone? Because I know who everyone voted for.
Just like a guess who game?
No, I know exactly who everyone voted for.
By like math or
well,
you
so
asked them?
No, you know Greg and Aaron voted for Dirk.
Okay. Right?
We know Bryce told me that he voted for our mom.
Okay.
You told me Curtis voted for our mom. So that yep. So that leaves you and me, the fantasy wizard, and Keish.
Mm-hmm.
You said Keish was like the first one to vote, and that mm-hmm. vote was cast for Dirk.
Okay.
So that leaves you, me, and the fantasy wizard voting for Dom.
Okay.
So just to be clear, if either you or I voted for Mom, she would be in the league. But since we didn't, it's Dom that gets in as well.
Well, see, the cool thing about not having Mom in the league, but having her still as our mom, is that we can bring her on the podcast kind of whenever we want, especially because, oh, we also buried the lead on this. We are in our new studio.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
I was like, oh, fuck yeah, bud.
And it's in our mom's basement.
Yeah, I'm staring at a pool table on one side of me, a ping pong table on the other.
How big is that TV?
It's 65 inches.
65. So we're in the new studio, and it's in our mom's basement, so we can just have her come down here and mic her up whenever we want.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we might do that later.
Yeah.
But not in the league because... let's be honest, she's got all the time in the world, but she's not going to be like active. She's not going to even know how to like go on the waiver wire. So
she was a little preachy in her answers too.
Yeah, that's probably why neither of us voted for her. It was probably her preachiness.
That's right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
From our mom. So yeah, new managers, Dirk.
They want to know.
Dirk. Dirk. And Dom. 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 Dom.
S- So, but then we're faced with a difficult question.
Yes.
Because they're tied.
Yep.
When we did the draft order, we said the manager with the most votes would get eighth pick, and the manager with the second most votes would get third, but they're tied.
Mm-hmm.
How do we break that tie?
Well, we could do like all kinds of like clever, cool, funny stuff, but we haven't thought of any. So we should just do something that we can do literally right now so that we can get this draft started.
All
right.
Well, I got a coin on me.
Kind of coin.
I have a coin app.
Ooh.
Can you vamp while I look at my wallet?
Yeah. So we had Gangrel, who drank the goblets of blood as part of the brood. But not to be forgotten, we also had the oddities, and there was a guy that ate worms out of a sack.
No, I think you're combining.
Was like, the worm guy not in the oddities?
No, the boogeyman ate worm, and he was like 10 years after the oddities.
Bullshit.
The oddities?
No, the worm guy was in the oddities.
Well, all right. Well, I know Luna Vachon was in the oddities. Kurgan was in the oddities, and he was just like a 7-foot guy. And then, God, what's his name? Golga was in the oddities, and that was just, do you remember the wrestler Earthquake? He was just like a fat, balding guy with a like a red, black, and black singlet. So he was Golga, and they just put a mask on him, and then he wore sweatpants and a shirt with Cartman on it, and that was it. Like the best job in the world.
That was Golga?
That was Golga.
So you got Golga, Kurgan. Who else did you say?
Luna Vachon.
Luna Vachon.
I think at some point ICP was in there too.
Like the actual Violent Insane. J and Shaggy 2 Dope?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. They were in there as well.
Okay.
There were some other members.
Okay. Are they obvious? Like, have you heard of them before?
Two of them I have heard of. I will tell you that there are 1, 2, 3, 4 that you did not get.
Really? Okay. Are they all male?
No. Okay. There's another female.
There's another female.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we come back to this?
Well, let me just say this. One of them is basically the same person as Kurgan.
Fuck.
And his name's the Giant Silva.
The Giant Silva was in there?
Yeah. For some reason, in my mind, the Giant Silva is that guy that wore like the flesh bodysuit at that bash at the beach.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Giant Gonzalez. Oh, yeah. WrestleMania.
Well, fuck me that I got the Giant Silva and the Giant Gonzalez mixed up.
Okay. So there's three others. Just hit me with them. I just don't
know. George the Animal Steel.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Someone called the Jackal.
The Jackal.
Oh, also, he was Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Cyrus, yeah.
And then probably someone that helped usher Greg into adulthood would be Sable.
Yeah. I know
Sable was in the audience.
I know you were going to say Sable, but, you know, that's really like, I'm trying to think of an equivalent. Like,
well, it's not on their Wikipedia page, but I'm going to add in the guy that ate worms out of a sack also.
Okay. Well, that's the boogeyman, and he was 10 years later. But calling Sable in the eyes as an oddity is like calling The Rock like part of the WWE at this point.
That's lost on me. I don't know. I don't know the timelines.
Okay. Anyway, it wasn't really timelines. So we're going to flip a coin. Status. Okay. I have two dimes, and I have a penny.
you don't have a quarter?
Do you?
Nope.
Okay. So let's go with the penny. It's why nice and shiny.
Why don't we do all three of them? Does that make it even more? I'm just trying to make this as fair as possible.
Okay. Well, the only thing is I'll flip all three, but you have to be the one that assigns Dom or Dirk.
Should we figure out like a random way to assign those, or should we just say... Let's see. Should we just assign them?
Dirk. Yeah, why don't you just...
All right, well, let's do it this way. So on my show script, I have Dirk on top of Dom. So Dirk will be heads, Dom will be tails. Okay.
I'm going to...
Science.
Okay. I am going to take my headphones off. Mm-hmm. I need some space. I'm going to flip these all up. You're probably going to hear them hit the ground.
Maybe.
So... if there's more tails, it's Dom as the third pick. If there are more heads, it's Dirk as the third pick.
And if they're all the same, then the worm guy was in the oddities. All right, let's go.
Okay, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. He's got them. He threw them up. They hit the ceiling and then they hit the floor.
All right, I'm going to reveal them one by one.
Wait, the coins?
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's going to mean nothing to me, so then you have to tell us, like, after you reveal them, you have to tell us who is picking when.
Okay. So, the first dime.
Yep.
Tails.
Wow.
The second dime. Heads.
Wow, a rubber match.
All right, so
we're down to the penny.
I'm going to grab that penny, and I'm going to show you. And then you're going to announce it to everyone.
Okay.
Ready? You ready to look at this
penny?
How
do I know that you're not switching the way that the penny
fell? I'm not, because if I were, it wouldn't be this.
That's a really grimy penny. Hold it closer to my face. Hold it closer to my face. All right, I've got it.
Okay.
So then that means that we have two of those.
Yep.
So that means that, so whoever, all right, so it was a heads. It was a heads. So there's two heads. Heads was Dirk.
Dirk.
But that makes him the first.
So Dirk is manager. Third pick.
So
basically, we established that whoever won this.
Got the higher pick or the higher manager seating?
The higher pick.
Okay, so.
So Dirk is third pick.
Technically. The winner is Dirk.
So Dirk has third pick, despite, I'm going to be honest here, I wanted Dom to have third pick.
So what does Dom get?
He gets eighth pick.
Why did you want Dom to have third pick?
I have more of a relationship
just
with
say
Dom.
It. Say you like Dom more than Dirk.
I don't know Dirk. I mean, I had a good time with Dirk.
Say it in the chat.
Met him.
Oh, you had a good time with Dirk?
Yeah,
you wished he had called you?
Yeah, but then he let me down. Yeah. So, anyway. Go suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick. Suck a dick, suck a huge ass floating. I don't know that song.
That's not a song. It's not like a cut from the radio.
I get it, but I don't know that drop.
All right, so let me just pass it to you. Why don't you run down the full draft order then?
Okay. So, I don't know where my phone went, but I know.
Play this in the background.
I know for a fact I'm one.
Okay.
Keish is two.
Okay.
Dirk is three.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is four.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever goes before you is five.
Bryce.
Bryce is five. You're six. Seven is. I don't remember who seven is.
I think that's Aaron.
I think it's Aaron. I think then Dom is eight, Greg is nine,
yeah.
And then 10 is the DNF Curtis.
Suck.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. So that's our order. And if you weren't listening, I'm first pick.
Yes. So that leads us to, we wanted to keep Keith of the Week around. So there's two Keiths. We got a week here. I'm going to say the Keith. Your Keith of the Week is...
Hell yeah. That's right. If there's never another Keith of the Week, I go down in history as being the Keith of all time.
Yep. I mean, very close second for Keith Sr., who gets the second pick.
Sure. Yep. I am. And like I said, we're very Keith top heavy. You know, NKO's taking over. I'm not comfortable taking this pick without getting some advice from the person I trust most.
Who's that?
That's the person we didn't vote in. My mom.
All right, let's go get mom.
Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
So that was, what should we call this? I don't know, ask my mom?
Yes.
Okay, so this new segment, I don't know, ask my mom. So mom, say hello.
Hello.
So we've got our mom in here for some pre-draft advice because Keith's going to be making the first pick relatively shortly here.
Yeah, so before we get into that, how do you feel about not being voted into the league?
Yeah, I really want to know who didn't because they're now on my enemy list.
Oh, no.
This will be pretty bleak for them.
Oh, no.
Is that like a hint at Bryce?
I heard Bryce voted for me. Did Bryce not vote for me?
That's something you'd have to bring up with Bryce.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Maybe Bryce. You should just answered the questions a little bit differently.
Yeah.
He didn't inspire anyone to vote for you. I was thinking we could do
that's not true. I mean, she was, besides the two winners, she was the only other person to receive votes.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
That's true.
Yeah. It's true. But some would say that you're in good company with the people who didn't get voted in.
Mm.
But I think that may be mostly Bryce that would say that.
Yeah.
So, Mom, I come to you when I need life advice. Never have I been more desperate for advice than right now. I have the first pick. But I'm just hoping you can give me some general thoughts.
You got a problem with that? You can
that
say
I should
it.
Draft.
No, I already told you this morning.
Okay,
who's not take Antonio Brown?
Okay,
at all. No, because
okay.
That is just a big pile of bad.
Just
comment.
In general, like even if it's like the fourth round, don't take him.
No, because he's driving me crazy. And
wrong.
As your dad pointed out, he's going to get everything he wants.
Wrong.
Because now not only will he get to have someone develop a helmet that fits, you know, has his specifications, he'll
wrong.
Probably make millions of dollars off of it. He's just,
wrong.
Ugh.
So okay. How does this business arrangement work where he makes money off of a new helmet
because,
that he's not involved in?
Because supposedly we just, your dad and I both have decided that because they went to him and they're like, okay, well, we're going to try to design a helmet that meets your specifications.
Wrong.
So it's going to be like the Antonio Brown helmet and somehow he'll figure out how to make money and he didn't have to show up to any preseason practice or anything.
Wrong.
So he just drives me crazy.
Where
just,
are you getting this information
I just
from? You're like, supposedly he's got this business agreement.
Is it
stuff.
Skip Bayless or
just,
is it Stephen
just
A.
Know,
Smith?
I just know stuff.
Okay.
I just know stuff.
All right. So I'm not drafting Antonio Brown
right.
at all.
No. I don't care if anyone says, oh, but he's so great. Ugh. You got to have the personal side of it, too. He's a horrible
do you?
Person.
Do
yes.
It,
he's a, he'll
yeah.
go. The, look.
Would you draft Tyreek Hill?
No.
Okay. Mm. It took you a while to decide on that.
Yeah.
All right. How about Ben Roethlisberger? Would you draft him?
Oh, God.
Him?
No, I can't stand that guy.
Yes.
Okay.
More seductive than sex.
I don't really know.
Yeah, that's not all right, Andrew.
A lot of the people I'm thinking of are on the defensive side, so I'm just going to move on. Any person that you think I should draft.
All right. So today we already had this discussion.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
T.Y. Hilton.
A little peek behind the curtain.
And
Wait. Sorry. I was jumping all over you. Start over. Who should Keith draft?
T.Y. Hilton.
Wrong.
Okay.
And Marlon Mack.
Suck.
Okay.
Why?
Because those two guys are going to play with their heart and soul.
Wow.
And they're going to be, you know, very dedicated to backing
wow.
up that quarterback that takes over for poor Andrew Luck.
Wow.
And also the guy on ESPN that was doing fantasy football said you should.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, all right.
There was like
again,
stuff about there. Just there was something.
What about the guys that do fantasy football that say you should not draft T.Y.
Hilton? They were just really high on
those guys were wrong.
Yes.
Well, okay. I get the idea that maybe they'll rally together because of the adversity they're going through. But, you know, at the end of the day, T.Y. Hilton had fewer than 1,000 receiving yards the 1 year that he didn't have Andrew Luck. You think he's just going to miraculously become a better player with Jacoby Brissett? Yes.
Okay. Well, I still think that...
All right. I'll draft T.Y. Hilton, but not in the first round.
Yeah. The heart and soul stuff, that's all great. And I know that the roles are a little reversed here, but to quote Gisele Bündchen, in a way... T.Y. Hilton cannot throw and catch the ball, so.
I don't know. They just were really high on
He can be
him.
A great receiver, and if he doesn't have anyone him, throwing him the ball,
yeah.
then.
Well, no.
Look, too bad.
I'll create a family league, and
too
you
bad.
Can draft Marlon Mack and T.Y. Hilton.
I would just
want
to draft everybody on the Patriots.
Too bad, too.
One of those.
Well, no, look.
You've lived here how long, and you're already, like, just
those
another like
play
New Englander.
Bill Belichick, so they are playing for all the right reasons.
What? Yeah.
That has nothing to
they're
do with
They're playing to win. That's
they're playing to win.
Win.
Okay.
There's none of the shenanigans. Antonio Brown is a big.
Oh, there are no shenanigans.
What about Patrick?
Yeah. Have you,
Yeah, well, yeah, that's really.
Well, yeah. He got indicted on cocaine charges, but there's no shenanigans.
He had his Aaron alarm Hernandez. Trick. He had his alarm trick. Cheating that they found scandals. Cocaine on a table. That sounds set up.
Yeah, me too.
Set up?
Yep.
You're such a masshole and you live in New Hampshire.
Set up.
It does.
Oh, yeah. All the.
So who tips the alarm and it's in the middle of the night?
Who's setting up Patrick Chung?
I don't know. A disgruntled girlfriend?
It's not Tom Brady. It's
I'm just
it's Patrick Chung.
I don't, your dad's reading the autobiography on Bill, or not autobiography, biography on Bill Belichick.
Okay, great. Everyone wants to know what dad's reading, so good.
I'm starting to doubt your advice.
He doesn't stand. No, whatever. I don't have everything they said. You were thinking I was going to tell you because there was just something about the way the guy was talking.
Okay, great. Right. Yeah.
I feel like I'm ready to draft.
Well, I just real quick because I just want to get this drop in, and we're not going to have another chance to do it. Andrew Luck retiring. It's a big deal. Just a big deal. Hopefully Aaron doesn't listen to this because then she'll probably try to draft him somehow. So,
well, I mean, if it were a keeper league, I might consider him in the last round.
But it's not.
It's true. Are we going to start this draft now?
Unless mom has any other pre-draft advice. What about for me? You're telling Keith who to draft. Who should I draft?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Okay, good.
Julian Edelman.
Okay, Julian Edelman.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Are there any other Patriots I should draft?
Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
What round?
Not Cam Newton.
Okay, yeah. Don't draft Cam Newton.
Draft Cam Newton.
Okay.
Don't draft Ben Roethlisberger. He's a big baby.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
You want me
should
to
or look, should not?
You should. I think you should look at the cream of the crop.
Yeah. Because why?
Because I think that they're building a really good team and they're due.
Talking about history.
Good mojo
they're due.
On them.
And good mojo.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Lots of good mojo picks.
Players that'll play, right?
All right. Sure. So, Andrew, why don't you name like the consensus top five players and just have mom pick one for
you? Well, see, that's tough because
you don't want to show your hand?
No. I mean, we're talking just like industry consensus. It's not my consensus. Okay.
In any order. Just
you're looking at Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and then this is where it gets a little bit dicey because earlier in the offseason, you would say Ezekiel Elliott. As we get closer to the season with him holding out, maybe he's falling out of the consensus top five. And then that five spot, more often than not, you're seeing David Johnson.
Yeah.
Every now and then you're seeing DeAndre Hopkins peak up there. So,
all right, mom, out of all those players, who should I draft? I have the first pick.
Not Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. So there's four left.
Or five.
I don't remember all the other ones you said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and David Johnson.
Alvin Kamara.
Did you say Helen?
Helen. Kamara. Alvin Kamara.
why Alvin Kamara?
I have no idea.
You have no... Okay. I'm going to not take your
advice.
Yeah,
don't take my
Spoiler
advice,
alert.
Yeah, those were some of those... I wasn't familiar with everybody.
So the Ezekiel Elliott thing stings because, honestly, if he had a new contract, like as of today, I'd probably draft him.
Mm-hmm.
I think his... you know, like his workload is going to be second to none. He's gotten like 90 targets last year. I think he's going to have 300 rushing attempts. He's probably going to be the only one that has that.
Wow.
If he had 16 games. But since he's not, removing him, I'm not going to consider him. Considering David Johnson seems kind of dangerous.
Sure.
So really,
David Johnson with the 101. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really down to two people as far as I'm concerned. Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey.
What about Helen Kamara? She's out.
Alvin Kamara.
What about
Drew
Brees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a step back and really consider Drew Brees.
What about motherfucking Drew Brees?
So
he's a nice guy. He brings his kids onto the field.
That's right.
They pause entire football games for him to fucking celebrate.
So there's a couple things I like to consider beyond just like stats is how likely it is that I'm going to really like this player and potentially get their jersey. And then what
Mom's
kind of
motioning what kind of over your shoulder asking me if she's done.
What kind of pun names can I create with this player?
You can ask that in the microphone.
Yeah, you want to leave, Mom?
Well, I have pizza in the
okay,
oven.
Go get your pizza. You're not going to hear who I choose, but
Saquon Barkley.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
Mom's pick is in.
Okay. So, like I was saying, two big things for me. Will I potentially fall in love with this player and get their jersey?
Right.
And what kind of pun team name can I think of?
You're going to factor that into the 101.
Yeah. Well, I think these two players are pretty equivalent. If it were standard league, I'd definitely take Barkley. If it were PPR, I'd definitely take McCaffrey. I think since it's half
these
PPR.
These are excellent burps.
Excellent.
I think since it's half PPR, I kind of see them as 1A and 1B.
Mm-hmm. One thing you could do is try to figure out who Keish wants.
Yeah.
And then just swipe who Keish wants.
Yeah.
If you were a vindictive type.
So as far as pun names goes, Saquon has that in the bag. Like Saquon-a-man, Saquon Sue dude. Like
Chit.
Those are all chit. Great. All
excellent.
Great.
Excellent.
Christian McCaffrey, not as much.
Well, the only person that's gonna get Saquon Sue dude or people is me and Bryce.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
And, think of that logo, right?
Yep, would be very nice.
But there's no chance in hell that I'd ever buy a New York Giants jersey.
No?
Not a chance. So then it comes back to Christian McCaffrey. So then, each of them has like 1.4,
right,
1 point
right.
against. And now you got to go to the stats.
And after now you drowned Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, I'm not going to draft. His workload, I know he's like a crazy talent, but he's never even had 200 rushing attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's been like a top five back both years where he hasn't had that, but I'm just trying to be a little bit safer.
He just doesn't run enough for you?
Yeah. He doesn't run enough.
Run.
Okay.
So with that in mind, you would think, okay, well, the obvious choice is Saquon Barkley. I think he had like 260 attempts to McCaffrey's 220. He also had 11 rushing TDs to McCaffrey's like six, I think.
Okay.
But he had 121 targets, which is only three fewer than McCaffrey, but he caught 16 passes fewer than McCaffrey.
Okay.
That
all just seems like a wash to me.
Yeah,
I'm not putting
bit.
Any stock in those numbers. They're too close that you just factor them out with like normal variance season.
So the big thing I liked seeing was for McCaffrey. If you look at like the last nine games of the season, he was significantly better than like any other running back. Like significantly better. He did that. I remember vividly in a podcast where you were talking down about him because Greg Olsen was coming back, and you're like, look at the games where he played with Greg Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a lot of points, but second half of the season with Greg Olsen, he's the best running back in the league.
Okay. Well, in my defense, the first two games that Greg Olsen was back were like his worst two games on the season.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
okay.
I know. I'm not saying that you were wrong. I'm saying that there's just, McCaffrey did that and he had Greg Olsen that would be stealing away like those dump off passes or whatever.
Okay. Well, let me throw this out there because it sounds like your ship is getting steered towards a dock here.
Sure.
How do you factor in Cam Newton's recent injury into the upside of Christian McCaffrey?
Well, I'm looking at that based on I know I'm not Mark. I don't have the level of expertise he has with player injuries, but
or fantasy football in general.
For fantasy football in general, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. I'm no wizard, but I'm not worried. I guess Cam Newton's played through injuries his entire career.
So you don't care at all, is what you're saying?
It's not that I don't care at all. It's I don't care enough for it to impact my decision.
Okay.
And if I really cared about uncertainty at the QB position, then why would I draft Saquon Barkley? Because, I mean, he has Eli Manning and everyone's saying David, whatever the hell his name is, Jones, or I don't remember, the rookie quarterback.
Daniel Jones,
there you go.
Just some white ass dude from Duke. His name is Daniel Jones.
Playing out of his mind in the preseason. I don't know. I just don't want to deal with it. I hate the Giants. I really do. Saquon Barkley has an amazing name. But at the end of the day,
Saquon Sue, dude. All right, hang on.
Okay.
Because we're going to do a full segment just for the pick. So save the pick. All right, so I didn't like prep a good drop for this, but we're going to call the segment The Pick Is In, and this is what I got.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Okay, so there's that. Are you ready to make your pick?
I think so.
All right, hang on. Let me just line up a couple drops here. One of these is really getting worn out this time. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to prep it like, you know, a draft show would.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the blah, blah, pick. Mm-hmm. Keith, what are you, senior now for this week? Or you're just Keith of the Week? Keith Jr.
No. Yeah, Keith of the Week is separate.
Okay, so then I'm going to say Keith Jr. selects, and then you got to play off the drop off that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a blind drop, but you should pick up on it pretty quickly.
Okay.
But like, do you have your player in mind?
I do.
All right. Would you say the pick is in?
The pick is in.
With the first pick in the 2019 Keith Wanted a League Fantasy Football Draft, Keith Jr. selects...
Christian McCaffrey.
That was fucking terrible.
I know. I can't believe you just did the same drop.
It's a really good drop.
Christian McCaffrey from the University of, I don't know where the fuck he went.
Really? Where did he go?
I forget.
I feel like you should know that.
I should know it.
I'm going to say he went to Auburn.
He didn't go to Auburn.
Christian f***ing McCaffrey.
Yeah, and I kind of laid it out why I liked him so much. But at the end of the day...
Wow.
Erin went out of her fucking way to keep him off my team.
Definitely some history here. Talking about history.
And I have enough faith in myself that even if Saquon Barkley is a slightly better pick, that I can make up for it in the later rounds. And like I said,
tough to go wrong here.
I've had a crush on Christian McCaffrey for a while, and I'm hoping this year he takes my team to the championship. I'll get his jersey, and then we'll live happily ever after.
Yeah. So, jersey. Speaking of jersey, so are we? I'm really on board with doing the winner gets a jersey of someone from their team.
Yeah.
You want to just chisel that in stone?
Yeah. Let's chisel that in stone.
All right. So that's what happens. You win this league. I'm somehow gonna collect money from all the other fucking savages, and we're gonna get a jersey of someone on the team for the person that won.
Yeah.
Unless it's Bryce.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can send him like a toy helmet you get.
We can send
Steve
him
Spice.
We can send him like one of those. What are the other shitty ass things you get out of those quarter machines? Just like a temporary tattoo of his football team. Didn't they have stickers or something? Everything was NFL.
If we get a temporary tattoo, it's going to my daughter. Okay.
Okay. The people want to know: did this pick? Did it have anything to do with wanting to like finally be able to throw it in Aaron's face that you got this player on your roster?
It that had a lot to do with it. It's lit! Yeah. Oh my
God! I just wanted to play
what the fuck is that?
Oh, those are two new drops for this season.
It's lit!
Yeah. Oh my God! Oh my God. I don't know what that guy's name is. I think he might be in like Ray Sremmerd.
I don't know.
And that's a Drake song.
Look.
He just said and shit after they like rap.
Look, I want everyone to know how hard this pick was.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Because if I took Saquon Barkley, my team would be Saquon Sue Dude, like right at this moment.
Yeah,
and
then
I'd be
really
going
good
on Photoshop and making a logo.
Right.
But now I have to struggle with, and I can't be Run CMC. Like that's basic as fuck.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Cheating. Was that?
No.
But she would.
She would.
She's a girl.
She's a girl.
All girls are basic. All
right. Well, Danielle's going to be pissed at me if I don't get home within like 35 minutes of now. So okay. I probably have to go, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, we got the pick in. So what we're going to do then, we'll edit this up. We'll get this on. And I think it's fair that if we pause the draft until this is posted, just so the clock doesn't start running on Keith,
Why don't I just make it the pick first thing in the morning? As long as this goes out tonight, then I'll make the pick first thing in the morning.
We'll do it when it posts. Keish listens to these things immediately, and he listens to his podcast on like 2x speed. So he might actually finish them before anyone else.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Speed that up, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you, Keish.